Automation could make ports more efficient and eco-friendly, but with fewer people. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Choi, in for Molly Wood. More consumer goods come into the Port of Los Angeles than any other U.S. port. A plan to use more unmanned electric vehicles would bring major changes to the port and its surrounding economy. Union workers are pushing back hard against automation. At a protest this spring, workers held signs that said, "Robots don't pay taxes," and "Where will American labor work?" But port owners say that automated technology will cut costs in L.A. and help California meet its ambitious goals to reduce greenhouse gases. Today, the port is noisy and polluted, a massive system of ships, cranes, and more than 1,700 trucks passing through a day, most of them diesel. Automation could change that picture. Romy Varghese, reporter for Bloomberg News, tells us what an automated port of Los Angeles could look like.
It becomes almost silent when you see some of these automated vehicles in action. Under the plan that's being considered for the Port of LA for this one terminal, which is called Pier 400, which is the biggest shipping terminal in North America, by the way, their plan is to have this automated straddle carrier, this one big piece of equipment, would basically do the job of three machines.
How will automation of the port affect the local economy?
I know for the Port of LA, the local community is a community of LA called San Pedro, and it's a very blue collar community that has really relied on the ports for its economy. And honestly, the ports in general are responsible for much of the economic activity in Southern California. It's a huge driver of jobs, both indirect and direct jobs. I talked to a bar owner, and about half her patrons are longshoremen, and she's worried, well, if there are fewer of them, I'm going to have to cut back my employee hours. I'm not going to be able to hire bands to come four nights of the week. And the folks who are promoting automation are saying, look, we need to stay competitive. We are losing market share to East Coast and Gulf Coast ports because they are more nimble, and our ports in California are just more expensive. So you have this micro aspect to this, the micro impact, and then the macro impact.
You know, your reporting revealed that there are 44 automated or semi-automated ports around the world, but there are only 5 in the U.S. It seems that that's slow. Have we been slower to adopt this technology?
American ports have definitely been slower to adopt this technology, and a lot has to do with the power of the local unions. And in Asia, a lot of these ports are newer, so they're using the most up-to-date technology. But generally, American ports have been lagging in automation because of the concerns of how this affects local jobs.
That was Romy Varghese, reporter at Bloomberg News. She notes that LA Mayor Eric Garcetti continues to lead talks between the union and the port. And now for some related links. The need to go green in LA is real. Public radio station KCRW reported that the Los Angeles and Long Beach metropolitan area was ranked the worst in the nation for ozone pollution for the 19th time by the American Lung Association. Some of the causes? Cars, 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 and the ports. On the automation tip, the Wall Street Journal had an article about a new study by McKinsey saying automation will hit both male and female laborers equally. It's not just men working in manufacturing who are at risk of losing their jobs, but up to 100 million women losing their jobs globally by 2030, primarily in clerical and customer service gigs. And while both men and women may lose jobs at an equal pace due to automation, women will be less likely to have the opportunity to get the training required for new jobs. And finally, we might not actually be ready for all of this automation we're talking about. Urban planning scholars surveyed 120 cities in America about their preparedness for self-driving cars, and only a tiny fraction of them have comprehensive plans for autonomous vehicles. One of them, Los Angeles. It has an urban mobility in a digital age plan. That includes ideas about dedicated lanes for autonomous cars, municipal fleets of robotic buses and shuttles, and vehicle data sharing relationships so that the city can manage traffic flow. You can read more at citylab.com, a project of The Atlantic. I'm Amy Choi, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Marketplace keeps you connected to news and information you need on the radio, on the web, and on the go. But we need your help so we can keep doing it and doing more. Consider becoming a Marketplace investor. When you donate today, your gift will go twice as far thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Give online at marketplace.org, and thanks.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.